Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, it's the Friend Zone. With Tim and Guy, it's the Friend Zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Friend Zone. My name is Tim.
My name is Guy.
You may know us from a little podcast called The Worst Idea of All Time, which you are, if you're hearing this, already subscribed to. Here's the idea. Two plucky young upstarts from Aotearoa watch and review the same movie over and over again. We did it once, twice, thrice, four times.
A lady.
Four times a lady. Five times a lady? Five times. Four times a lady. Then we started watching pornography.
Yeah.
What do you think about that as a maneuver, as a direction, as a sea change?
I mean, nice to try something different. I don't know if it's for me, but we're doing it. We're inside of it, and that's kind of how this rolls, I guess. Mm. You know what I think about it. We talk about it weekly.
Folks, we've just done one. We've just done an episode. We're recording this hot off the back, and I do mean hot because it is sweltering in the studio, The door open. Hot off watching Krista Allen fuck her way around space and Earth. But we're going to park that to one side for just a moment while we dig into the old mailbag, because that's what this is all about.
I love
the Friend Zone. It makes me really happy. Always puts me in a good mood, and I've missed it. So we haven't done one in about 2 months.
Yeah. We've got a wealth of correspondence to get to. But before we do, I just want to dig into you, Tim. I want to know how you are. We spent New Year's Eve together.
Yeah, we did.
And then we've since both independently travelled back to Auckland.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen a little bit, but not a lot of each other. And I'm just wondering, how's the New Year treating you? How's your life? How's your Wairua?
2021. Exciting.
Yeah?
An exciting unknown year.
You were saying earlier that you feel like everyone's just
brushing the sleep out of their eyes.
Yes.
That was 2020.
Yeah.
We were all locked indoors and didn't know Arthur from Martha, our heads from our asses. But now, I know not for everyone, but in certain parts we're starting to open back up and start our lives anew, figure out what's fucking going on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this year could be good. It could be good. We've had a pretty hefty restart, and I think maybe it's given people an opportunity to take a bit of stock and go, right,
where you want to put your priorities sort of thing.
What the fuck am I up to?
And what am I about?
Mm. But also, I haven't done that. And if you haven't done that, fucking good on you.
Yeah. I haven't done that. I'm just like, you know, transitioning from holiday mode into let's keep our head above water for another year mode.
Yeah. I'm excited that it looks like there's probably going to be a comedy fest this year that we're both involved in. We're both going to do shows. So I'm actually now at that point in the year when I'm just heading into that familiar fear, self-loathing, inability to write material for an impending show.
That's a nice zone to be in.
You know what I've done, Guy? I've got a widget on my phone, and it tells me as soon as I open the phone exactly how many days there are until the comedy fest starts,
so that
I can keep scaring the shit out of myself as I see the clock tick down.
Have you thought of any funny ideas lately?
I've been trying to do a bit of writing. It's all in a notebook somewhere. Can't remember what I've written down.
Have you got any notes to share?
No. No, nothing very good.
But I don't believe that. Yeah.
Building the muscle a little. Oh, do you know what?
Here we go.
The one thing I thought of yesterday was, you know how like in a comedy show you always ask what people do?
Yes.
I haven't quite figured out the wording, but like, do you know what I've never heard anyone say in all my time, in my like 10 years of doing stand-up? Landlord. There's a fucking reason.
Yeah.
I really want to dig into property owners in this show.
The name is so good.
Classy Warfare.
Landlord.
Oh, landlord.
The
right.
Name's good too, but like landlord?
Yeah.
No one would say that. They'd say, oh,
I own house. I'm a
property provide, owner. I provide housing to people for a nominal sum.
It'd be like calling a chef a food lord. Everything's food. I'm a child lord. I look after people's kids.
What I do is I buy up a huge amount of food, and then people come to me and they pay me for the right to have some of the food, but it's my food. I got. You know what really pisses me off is when I go on Google Street View and the photo of the street is on an overcast day. I know that street's had a nice day.
Do it again, yeah. Google.
Why are you trying to
send them back?
Why are you trying to badmouth the street like that? Anyway.
You've got access to so much AI. Just make it look like a sunny day.
Here I am on Facebook. A message has come in that reads as follows. This is in mid-November.
Is it for us?
It's for people called Dear Land Before Tim and Golden Guy.
Sounds like us.
I've been listening to you lovely boys since 2015 when you were shouted out by the Welcome to Night Vale lads.
Oh, sick.
And have been an avid listener since. Season 1 and 2 are my companions as I walked an hour to and from work. And you two have stayed my companions as I've walked, biked, bussed, and gone back to walking to work, but now for 5 minutes instead of an hour. I'm mainly writing to say that, like Riley from Friendzone 107, you also introduced me to the McElroy brothers through Deathblood, and all of you have brought me so much joy over the years. I've also started transitioning and have been on tea for a year now. I've seen you lovely boys in person twice in Portland, and I'm so happy to have been with you both in your descents into madness over the last 5 years. Thank you for being gifts to the world and making people laugh and smile. You both inspire me a lot, and I'm excited to listen to more Emmanuel and whatever comes after that. I know guys said my name, but probably pronounced it wrong, so say it again. Lee Farmer, pronounced Lee, he, him pronouns. Well, Lee, or Lay. However you want to say it, it appears that you want to say it, Lee. Thank you so much for your correspondence. Thank you for adding to our tally of two people now who we have introduced to the
hell yeah,
the battling young
feeling.
McElroy brothers.
And congratulations to you. It feels like your life's really going places. You've made some awesome calls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good on you, Lee.
So it's appreciated. As always, thank you for writing.
Lee, this is for you and you alone. No one else can hear this. I hope you have a fucking killer year.
Yeah, trust that no one else heard that.
Or deserves to.
Have you got emails?
I've got so many, Guy. Do you want to hear a message that was attached to a portion of money sent into our account?
I just want
to sustain us.
I want to hear the ka-ching of the money hit in the bank account.
Ka-ching! That wasn't very good, was it?
That was pretty good.
Alex writes, Dear Timistry of Defense and Guided Missile Launcher.
Not bad.
Very good. Very good. You're winning the war on my boredom. Keep at it, boys. I send this donation of 10 British pounds or 19-ish Kiwi bucks so that I can tell people I support the troops. I'm subscribed to the Patreon, but after realizing I didn't get any of the references I refuse to listen to anything new until I'm caught up. Can't wait to find out why you're frosty.
Ah, often licked.
We should bring back the Frosty Fellas. I've just reached season 3, and with the quality of this content, I assume by now on season 5, you're both millionaires and my donation is irrelevant. Either way, maybe I'll hear you attempt to say my name in a couple of months in the friend zone. Much love, Iris Wristwatch.
Iris Wristwatch. What an incredible name. So unlikely.
Pretty good. I was just, checking for the date of when this came in, and you are absolutely correct, Irish Wristwatch. It was a couple of months.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for listening, for writing, for
and
donating.
And for giving us money.
Yeah, and for organizing yourself so that you can listen to the podcast sequentially, as is the only way to consume this media. Hello, Timbo, and hi, Guy Guy, long-time listener of your work, be it on Twioat or Deathblatt. Happy to say that your work has inspired a year of two-thirds, a year of 2/3 suffering for me and two friends. A year of two-thirds suffering for me and my friends. The three of us decided in early December 2019 that it would be fun to watch one of the three Mr. Bean movies on a three-week rotation for a year.
Ooh.
We're currently in the late 40s of episodes and have gone beyond losing our minds. Watching Mr. Bean march around in a fascist uniform or watching the obscure, horribly transphobic third movie, which was only released in China with no subtitles available, has honestly worn us down.
What the heck?
I did not know about that.
Rowan Atkinson's a weird cat.
He's making a lot of the wrong moves at the moment. He keeps issuing statements saying,
"Is he gone a bit John Cleesey?"
He's very Cleesey. Do you know, actually, funnily enough, I was trawling Schneider's Twitter recently, and do you know who's doing
great
a stand-up?
Rob Schneider.
Do you want to guess what double bill stand-up comedy show you can go and watch somewhere in America right now?
Dane Cook,
John Cleese, and Rob Schneider.
Fuck. Rob's doing well.
Yeah,
he's punching.
And John Cleese is not. And China.
Do you think that's indicative of how far John Cleese has fallen because of his declarations of ignorance?
I don't think it's a testament to how far Rob Schneider's climbed. I think they're both moving in the same direction.
But at different rates, I think.
Yeah, well, one of them's got further to go down.
Yes.
I can't imagine the pain of watching a single movie for an entire year, especially something 37 hours long like Sex and the City 2, so my hat goes off to you gentlemen. Although I'm happy to report that the 1997 Bean movie has thankfully remained a 10 out of 10 experience for the whole year. Highly recommended. I think that was the one where he goes to America with that... is it Whistler's Mother? What's that famous painting? That movie stars...
Does he ruin the painting and then try to repaint it?
Yeah,
which kind of like
he does
predated when that happened in real life with that Renaissance portrait.
It's called...
Mr. Bean Goes to America?
It's just called Bean, yeah. And if I'm not much mistaken...
Fuck, it's the way to do it, isn't it, man? Create a comedy character that is in mime and nail it, and then you're just rich. Because it can go to every country.
Mr. Bean remains one. The Facebook page for Mr. Bean is one of the top five Facebook pages in the world for likes.
I stumbled across a... there are like a lot of video essays on YouTube, and I fuck with them. And there was a guy did one about the Bean YouTube channel, and it's really... I don't know if mysterious is the right word, but it's a fucking cash grab. So they've engineered it for kids, and it's like Bean branded, but you only ever see the hands, and it's someone else doing horrible like voice acting, mimicking the Bean thing. But it's all been rubber stamped with the official YouTube Bean sign of approval, and they just pump out content in a kind of computer generated fashion just to rack up those bucks.
Good
but it's really
them.
Low quality shit. Really weird shit too.
The message continues. Over the course of the pod, we've had guests call in from as far as Oceania, tested techniques in art forgery, had one of us publicly come out as trans on air, and produced enough original songs to fill an EP. Shout us out if you don't mind giving some hardcore fans a bit of shameless advertising. We're on all major podcasting platforms as a three bean salad.
That's good.
Say my name, Jack Butch Holman. And if you don't mind, say my co-hosts' names, Jack Rudden and Robin Cleaver Redmond.
Jack and Robin, the salad.
Really good names. P.S. I know the backlog on these friend zones is long, so it's possible this will only get read out after we've completed our year of Bean. Worry not, because that means I can use this platform to selfishly announce that in 2021 we will be switching up the format to something called A Three Bean Salad Presents Here We Go Again. This will involve watching both Mamma Mia films on a rotation for the year, because apparently this year hasn't taught us our lesson yet. Jack, phenomenal instincts, great anticipation, wonderfully written. Thank you so much for writing. Good luck on your 2021 adventure in the company of Mamma Mia. Both really joyous films. I'm sure that they will wear down and wear you down the more time you spend with them.
P.S. Brosnan, that's right. Both of them.
They got a bond.
I really, really love how many trans listeners we've got. It brings me a lot of joy.
Incredible to think, really, isn't it?
Here's a message from Zach. Hello, Tim. You're a real bat. And Guy, piece of shit, Montgomery. I've been a listener since season one, way back when I was in high school. Quite a lot has happened since then, and through it all, you boys have been by my side and in my ears. I've written in before, seen you live in New York City, and shared your voices with countless begrudging acquaintances. It is safe to say that by now, I really, truly consider us to be friends. This fall, I will be starting, any guesses? My PhD.
Of course.
In molecular biology.
Finally.
While you frosty fellas have often joked about the number of PhD listeners you have, I wanted to write in to let you know that I have honestly drawn inspiration from the dedication. It just occurred to me that we could have done a doctorate in the time we've done this podcast.
We've done a doctorate of sorts.
Of sorts. Not recognised by any one or thing, though. I wanted to write in to let you know that I've honestly drawn inspiration from your dedication, even in the face of what often seems like a silly endeavour. Throughout college, I was motivated by a desire to join the ranks of your learned listenership and, above all, make you boys proud. Thank you for all the joy you have brought to my life, and I look forward to hearing your voices, even if it's only by way of death blart, until your dying days. Say my motherfucking name best, Zachary Mullen Bernstein. Zachary, it is tremendous to hear from you, and I wish you the very best at the start of this journey to your PhD. I've just had a friend of mine, IRL, complete his PhD, and I couldn't be more proud. It's such an undertaking.
Thank you. It was, and I'm really proud of myself for finishing it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This one reads as follows. Boys, I sent this to you fellas about a year ago and I didn't hear it mentioned in any friend zone.
Oh, fuck.
I went back to make sure I hadn't missed it, so I didn't annoyingly send it a second time. All that to say, I made an alternate version of the intro to the Sex and the City episodes, and I'd quite like you to hear it. I was trying to capture the sound of my brain melting when I watched Sex and the City 2.
Hold on, let me get a cable.
You have experienced this feeling.
Hold on, guy.
Hoping the
link
works.
Time.
Sending butt tons of gratitude across the ditch to you two good boys and kind boys, for you have helped me smile and laugh many times when things have been grim. Say my names, you coward. Oh, say my name, you cowards. Kate. Speaking of Sex and the City, this is Friendzone is taking place after the announcement of, and just like that, a continuation of the Sex and the City universe, excluding Samantha Jones. And it seems as good a time as any to announce that, in conjunction with the fantastic performance and art space Littlefield in Gowanus, Brooklyn, New York City, and a streaming festival they're putting on through February, we, Tim and Guy, will be writing and performing the pilot episode of And Just Like That, the reimagining of the Sex and City universe starring Carrie, Charlotte, and Miranda as they navigate life in their 50s. We've already started hashing out the story beats. We will be performing the script. It will be for your entertainment, but then also, obviously, a great body of work for us to take to Sarah Jessica Parker and say, what do you reckon, Sez? We've spent a bit of fucking time in this universe, probably more time than anyone else in the company of the characters post their lives in the TV show. If anyone's got insight into what they'd be doing, it's us. So if you want to join us for that, you can just look up Littlefields.
No, you can just go to worstdayeverylltime.com/stream.
Oh, yeah, and you can do that too. But anyway, yeah, it's happening on Thursday, February 18th. This is in Eastern Standard Time at 9 p.m. We are writing the pilot to perform for your entertainment.
Yeah, we're seeing if we can get some special guests, but I don't know about that. But we'll be there, and we're pretty special, I think. So, yeah, you know, that's kind of cool.
Anyway, all right. This is called We Go For It, and the description is Mr. Big is a Gronk. Got the volume on, it's Gronk. Plugged in. Damn.
We just have a good rhythm together. You know, he sort of feels me out, I feel him out. And we go for it.
Fuck, I like that.
What was the movie quote? I couldn't quite pass it through the beat.
I thought that was the same quote that we get from
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall, yeah. I kept saying Samantha Jones.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Yeah,
but it had just been put through some flange of my
such a good word
amateur audio editing ears. Don't deceive me,
Kate. Thank you so much for
flanger.
That correspondence. Apologies it took us so long, and congratulations on your lucrative career in beat making.
Mm-hmm.
You back in your emails, big boy.
Mm-hmm. This one's from Kyle. To my favorite Frosted Boys. As a citizen of the USA, I want to start off by saying that your in-depth review and Bad Boy Antics have kept me afloat this past year and
I
some change.
I love that we're finally getting credit for some of our Bad Boy Antics.
Me too, man. About fucking time people recognized. Deathblight first brought you to my ear, and ever since I have gobbled up every morsel you have released. As a service industry worker, I've seen my fair share of first dates, and this evening, do you want to know what that date is? November 10th. I witnessed a budding romance between two strangers dining in. They sat across from each other until the fella went to piss. Upon returning, he decided to sit side by side with his new love interest. And immediately, my mind screamed, "Boner, Inspector! Boner, please!" Please keep up the inspections, and I look forward to a never-ending array of your Kiwi antics. Scream my name, you fuckers! Kisses and hugs. Kyle Legs Wit.
Thank you, Kyle Legs Wit, for that.
Legs is a really good nickname, especially to give yourself.
For that dispatch from the front line of the hospitality industry.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I got a one here for you, Tim.
Smells yum.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know, you might know more about this than I do, but it says, "Hi Frosty Fella," singular.
That's a nickname we gave ourselves. It's based off of an old mascot for an ice cream.
This isn't really for Friend Zone.
Okay.
Should we do it anyway?
No, I don't think so. Sometimes people say that if they don't want it read. Yeah, does it look like it doesn't?
It's not personal, it's
okay,
for us.
Okay, go for it.
But I got an advert on the show a few episodes ago for the British Army.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, ooh, that's out of place. But I let it go because I don't think you control what adverts we get.
We have some say in it, but we kind of don't.
And then in parentheses, because my friend doesn't get the same. I'm in Scotland, she's in England. But me and my friend were just talking, and we were both like, this is something the boys probably wouldn't appreciate being on their show and should know. So I'm letting you know. I can't remember what episode it was, but I can double check. XX, love the show. You've kept me sane for a long time.
Yeah. Look, these are the Faustian bargains that we have to make to keep ourselves afloat, and it is a tricky one because they certainly wouldn't be my first choice advertiser. But the way that it works on our podcast platform is that they will distribute ads, as you have very cunningly figured out yourself, based on your location, and those ads will change. It's called dynamic ad insertion, so over time you'll get different ads. And to be honest with you, it is part of the reason why we can, like, it gets us money. And before, we couldn't get any money because I had to, like, go and knock on doors for companies. They'd be like, "Who? What? Fuck off. What's a podcast? The show sounds weird. I don't like the look of you. Get out of my inbox." So, yeah, look, there's going to be some shitty ads from time to time. Apologies. I don't know if that's going to change. But I hate to say it, but the Patreon is ad-free. So, you know, if you give us $5 a month, everything on there is sans ads, and you can even add it to your podcast catcher. You can get like the RSS feed and put it into your podcast app, or you know, whatever one you use, and it'll just give you an ad-free one, and you get it before anyone else as well if you're on the Patreon.
I want to join. I'm going to join right now.
Get all the bonus content.
Too. I'm a patron.
Yeah, so, hey, good point, and I'm sure something a lot of people have clocked to, so I think it's good that we discussed it. Do you have any thoughts or feelings about the ads on the podcast, Guy?
No, I mean...
It's a means to an end, you know, is what it is.
I'm sorry that you have to sift through advertisements for the British Army trying to recruit you. It's not necessarily what we're trying to align ourselves with when we pump out the podcasts. But
however, while we're here, I watched a very interesting video yesterday. Do you know that the British Army, as a lot of armies have done, they did some experiments on their soldiers with LSD, and they gave them too much, and they lost radio communication with the platoon, although the guys themselves were having a fucking cracking time. And one of the, I think it was a radio technician, climbed the tree and started feeding the birds.
Oh,
instead
wow.
Instead of doing his experiments and noting down his observations.
Fair enough.
They're up to fucks. There's video footage of it. It's in black and white. And they're just like rolling around having a good old time.
I'll bet.
No wonder Nixon got so terrified of LSD. Anyway, that's for another podcast. The Friend Zone Takes Chicago. That's the subject line.
Oh, well.
Hey, Tim and Guy, while listening to the latest episode of The Friend Zone and a 1-2 punch with Worst Idea of All Time this evening, I was delighted to hear you enjoyed Chicago when you visited. As a Chicago resident who frequently gets asked, what's good to do when viewing? However, I had to throw my 2 cents in when it comes to eating deep dish pizza, which is...
Of course you fucking did.
Which is, don't.
Oh.
There is a much better regional Chicago cuisine. I hope you were able to eat yourselves a couple of Italian beef sandwiches while in town. But if not, that's the true Chicago delicacy and almost impossible to get done right anywhere else. As a bonus, they serve them up a lot faster than deep dish. We probably revealed our story about how we
did, yeah.
Yeah. We missed the pizza because it took so long to come out. If... Or when you come back to Chicago in the after times, hit me up for a recommendation on where to get a good Italian beef. Don't Google them ahead of time. Savor the surprise. If you read this on the podcast, say my name. And that name is Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. It's funny you should mention Chicagoan beef or beef in Chicago, because longtime vegetarian, but once or twice a year I might treat myself to a burger. And that's the very thing we did in Chicago. We went to Le Petit Cheval.
Oh, which is
an offshoot of Au Cheval. And we had ourselves a couple of cheeseburgers, and they were fan-fucking-tastic.
They were a delight. Man, I was raving about that burger.
Yeah, and rightly frickin' so, brother, man.
I remember that night. I don't have the best memory, folks. It's why I bemoan the fact that I didn't keep a journal while I was traveling around the world. But... I distinctly remember the evening of eating that hamburger, because it was so...
That was the last thing we did that night.
I'm done on reading messages, I think.
We tied one on at Sleeping Village. I hope that venue's still going.
Yeah.
And then I can't remember where we moved to from Sleeping Village.
Fuck, that venue was awesome.
That was a really good venue.
They looked after us too.
A really good show. Really great city. I just read, recently... Michelle Obama's Becoming.
Yep.
A lot of that's in Chicago.
Is she from Chicago, or did they move?
She's from the south side of Chicago.
Gotcha.
Born and raised. Like, her family are, you know, steeped in Chicago. Generations, all living in the same block. Anyway.
How much of Barry's success do you think we should attribute to Michelle? Would he be the senator of Illinois without her? Probably not.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. She certainly... Yeah, she's a very plugged-in person and had to sacrifice a lot of herself and her own ambition to enable our mate Barry. But
She seems like one of the better first ladies.
Yeah, yeah. Reading it, I was really into it. And like when her and Barry first had their kiss, I was like, this is some steamy shit. But then it just got into Barry getting into the operational part of politics.
Mm.
And I was like, I know how this part of the story goes. And I got a bit bored.
I've seen this movie.
And then at the end, she talks about the inauguration with Trump. And you're like, oh, we're back in modern times, kind of. And it's interesting. Yeah. But, you know, I read it. I borrowed it from a friend of the podcast, Alice Sneddon. Read it so that afterwards, because I remember watching some Bill Burr jokes about it. And I was like, I wanted to watch them with Alice, but to do that, I wanted to inform myself on the source material of the jokes.
That's awesome. So
I spoke with Alice on the phone yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, I read the book. I'm coming over. We're watching some Bill Burr.
That's awesome.
She laughed in my face and said, okay.
I bet she would have loved it, though.
I think she appreciates the research I did. Anyway, I've got one long one, and then should we close it out?
Yeah. I think we're in a good place.
Yeah, I think so too.
I feel really happy.
I know.
I love the friend zones.
And we can still get out of the studio without, or I can get out of the studio without having totally destroyed my outfit for the day with sweat.
Oh, man. It's honestly a real running concern of recording in the studio for too long.
I've been listening to your podcast a lot this year.
Hello, listener.
This comes from the year 2020.
Mm-hmm. Hello, past listener.
And I'm a new supporter on Patreon, even though I'm not terribly sure how it works. I first discovered you guys through Deathblood, and of the many things I'm grateful to the McElroys for, it's that introduction. I'm an appreciator of terrible films and overcommitting to a bit, and so your show is a welcome and enriching addition to my life. 2020's been hard for all of us, but it's been particularly difficult for me as my father passed away just before the pandemic hit, and now both my mother and I are sick with the coronavirus. Wow, I certainly hope that in the time since you wrote this and now, you've both made a full recovery. One of the only comforts I've had is the enjoyment of listening to you talk about the various films you all have suffered through, life in New Zealand, and your ever-blossoming friendship. I'm also a big fan of the secret third host, Rufus. He's a champ.
Yeah.
As a newer listener, I wonder if you could refresh us on how you choose the movie you dedicate your years to. There are plenty of bad movies out there, but Sex and the City 2 and Grown Ups 2 are mostly forgettable bad, not enjoyable bad. Is there some sort of criteria for each film or any subject matter you guys avoid? Clearly sexual content isn't one of them. Thanks for all that you do, and I can't wait for Deathblood 2020. Love you, boys. Say my name, if you fucking please, Elizabeth Flora. And then a follow-up. P.S. It's been about a month since I sent that, but I thought I'd update that Mum and I are okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Dad's still dead, though. Cry laugh emoji. I just want to express again how much you guys have helped me get through this year. On top of everything mentioned previously, I have insomnia, PTSD, and late at night when there's no one to talk to, I listen to you boys, and it reminds me that there's joy and kindness in the world. P.S.S. Deathblight was very good this year. Devastated we have to wait a year for the next one. That is from Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, in addition to the barriers to your happiness, perhaps, and afflictions that you have in the moment, you have a real gift for the written word. That was sensational. I'm really sorry for your loss and really stoked to hear that you and your mama are doing a lot better now. So the thing about picking movies for us is, I mean, almost the formula is that there is no formula, but that has to be the case in a way. Like, I'm quite a petulant person in some respects. And what one was it? I think it was when we decided to do We Are Your Friends. It was specifically in response to an expectation from some in the audience that we're the guys who watch bad sequels.
Yes, it was very needlessly
antagonistic almost.
Or like petulant.
Yeah.
And also, I've said it before and I'll say it again, like, I'm glad we did it for the experience, and you can't change anything, and you learn more from a loss than a win. But it was the hardest movie to do because it was an earnest passion project.
Yeah, that's true.
I
think what we have come to learn at the better movies through the years of us doing it is mediocrity. And we've said that before. But you want to aim for a movie that's not so bad it's enjoyable, a la The Room, which I've seen voluntarily many, many times. You don't want a movie that's actually good, because I don't think that would make for very fun listening. That's not funny to me. What you want is something that is quite shit, but not in an interesting way, and that will drive you nuts.
Yeah. It's honestly, it's hard to know, and it's hard to remember as far back as, you know, how we went about doing what we did. All I know is that we're here now. You're here now.
The God's honest truth is there's nothing behind it. What you see is what you get. We plan nothing. A guy arrives at my house, often with a sandwich because he's incredibly kind and generous. And then we sit down and I hit a big red button that says record. It actually just says the letters REC on it.
Rick.
And we start talking. And then I press that button off and we put it on the internet.
And that's just how it is. So thank you for your correspondence. Thank you to everyone. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Patreon. Also, please, if you're interested, there are unlimited tickets, as it is an online event to The Worst Idea of All Time Presents and Just Like That, the pilot, in conjunction with Littlefield. If you're interested in reading our version of the first episode of the new Sex and the City adjacent series, head along to worstideaofalltime.com/stream. Otherwise,
I'm so sorry to drag this on because I know you're closing things up, but it has occurred to me we should make some sort of statement because we have been asked online multiple times about our response to the announcement of the new Sex and the City season. Sans Samantha.
I'll tell you what my response is. We're going to watch it. We're going to record our response to it. You're going to fucking hear about it. On the record, thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time.
Well, it's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, it's the friend zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the friend zone. With Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend zone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.